From the School of Communication at Loyola University Chicago, it's Q&A. Here's Jill Geisler.
Hello, it's good to have you back. Here's today's question. How do I know when somebody is ready for a stretch assignment? Stretch assignments. I love them. But first, let's define them. A stretch assignment is a task or a project that requires a person to learn new skills, work in different ways, cross old boundaries, take risks, and achieve big goals. So why do I love them? Well, whenever I ask a group of leaders in a workshop to tell me about a stretch assignment, their eyes light up. I hear stories about people who were asked to assume a huge responsibility when a colleague or even a boss was sick or left the organization. I hear tales of bosses who wanted a big problem solved or an opportunity seized, and they simply said, "Look, this is your baby. Now go do it." And I think about the many stretch assignments that I was given in my career. Oh, design an entire election night coverage when you've never done that before, or create a community festival from scratch. Those happened when I was working in broadcasting, and one of my favorites happened when I became a teacher. I was asked to take responsibility for all leadership and management programs at my institute. Oh, I remember that day well. Our dean said she wanted a stronger, more collaborative department and wanted me to make that happen. Well, yes, I was honored, but boy, was I scared. I remember saying to her, "But I don't have an MBA." And her reply was priceless. She said, "Jill, this isn't the Wizard of Oz. You don't need a certificate to prove you have what it takes. You have experience as a manager, a leader, and a teacher." Well, her belief, her message made all the difference as I tackled that job. And over the next 15 years, as we innovated and built our reputation for leadership training, oh yeah, I did pick up a master's degree in leadership studies. But her confidence was the major motivator for me. So how do you know when to tap someone for a big, scary assignment? Well, here are some signs. Number one, their everyday performance is consistently above average. Number two, they work well with others. Number three, they demonstrate responsibility, sharing credit and taking blame. Number four, they come to you with problems, but they also come with suggested solutions and usually offer to do something themselves about it. Number five, they're interested in the whole organization, not just their part of it. And number six, they're curious and eager to learn. Now, some reasons not to give stretch assignments. Number one, the person is a below-average employee who's a complainer and you want to show them what hard work really looks like. Or number two, you think the project is a bad idea and you want somebody else to deal with the mess. Or number three, you're trying to give everyone a chance, so you'll give this out, but you don't really know enough about each person's strengths and weaknesses, so you just play it by ear. That's setting people up for failure, not success. Give stretch assignments for the right reasons, to launch both the good person and the big project toward success. But it's not enough to say go for it. You need to stay connected. Not too close, not micromanaging, but close enough so the person keeps you informed along the way. You can agree in advance on checkpoints or benchmark times, so the communication progress and process is clear. You can also tell the person whom you're stretching that your job is to help remove any major obstacles, you know, those great big boulders that get in their way. That's especially important if the task involves budgets or cross-departmental functions that require supervisory sign-off. I hope you learn the art of handing out stretch assignments because they're a combination of delegation and employee development. And they should scare both of you a little. But then, become the kind of great memory that those managers tell me about in workshops when I ask them about those scary stretch assignments in their career, and I see their eyes light up. From terror to triumph, all because a great boss took a chance and said, "I believe in you." That is Q&A for today. For Loyola University Chicago, I'm Jill Geisler.
Thank you.